My name is Jerry Feith, F-E-I-T-H, 4637 Dooley Drive, White Plains, Maryland, 20695, 301-752-7930. My position is that we should go to specific elections for District 1, 2, 3, and 4, rather than the at-large. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Washington Post. So they've been working on this talking point for a long time now, spent millions of dollars on their media allies.
Say it again. Let me show you what it is so you know, in case you want to go to the government building tonight or call or comment virtual. You could.
Very disappointing.
Let me, so you know.
At the Washington.
I need that.
Come here. Okay, come here. So you might want to, okay, read it.
And the award-winning producer, James Gordon Peake, had his home raided by the FBI. Colleagues say, haven't seen him since. Maybe he's in a gulag. Maybe they killed him.
Did you want to call or?
Something like that.
I'll email it to you. Okay.
Special security investigative producer. Was responding to former CIA agents Mark Kelly Bumpalakos, saying that the Ukrainian military, with assistance from the U.S., was thriving against Russian forces. Wait a minute. See? This me. He fired off a tweet. And then, wait a minute. The FBI raided his home, and he hasn't been seen since? He's just an ABC News investigative national security journalist and the award-winning. Why would anybody pay any attention to that? And the FBI, there are rumors and only rumors that maybe they think you have classified documents, which, of course, Bob Woodward gets a hold of for every book that he writes. Pretty amazing stuff. So honestly, where is Mr. Meek? I want to know where Mr. Meek is. Did the FBI capture him? Did they put him in ankle shackles? Did they put him in Guantanamo Bay on a negative book about Joe Biden coming out? What is up with that? You might want to know. We only had a newspaper. What would they do? ABC News, you weren't ready.